broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Live from IKEA in Oak Creek, it is Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. The sidewalk sale is off and running. I pulled up in my car and I saw people looking at all the great options they have. New products and offers each week you can stop by throughout the sale. There's a mystery gift card giveaway, which is phenomenal. Every Friday during the sidewalk sale, IKEA family members can get special savings on a surprise mystery deal available in-store only. The mystery deal will change each week, but also an opportunity to select a mystery gift card. So make sure you show up. The first 200 IKEA family members to visit the store on Saturday, May 10th, that is tomorrow, you have a chance to select a mystery gift card worth anywhere from $5 to $500 smackaroos.
Ooh, wow, I'd go crazy with that.
Yeah.
You said, I mean, look
how much art we could have for $500.
How many customers?
First 200 have a chance at the mystery gift card anywhere $5 to $500.
And they open up what time?
Up early.
So I guess so. Yeah. All right, now I like that. I could qualify for that one. That's in Wisconsin.
Look at that one, buddy.
Yeah, poor taste my behind. Y'all better come on now.
They open at 10 a.m.
I don't know about that one. 10 a.m. All right.
No, but Strofe, I'm genuinely clear. I don't think that because Kyle is associated with our show talking about this promotion that now he is null and void of the mystery gift card.
Well, I quit right now. I'm quitting.
He likes his gift cards and his free stuff.
Baby needs a new couch.
So we're on the couch, and I feel like this is a debate I have with people when I go to like their different home setups. When you're watching sports at home, mm-hmm. like I picture Kyle one day for sure as a recliner guy versus a couch guy. Like, I think I want to graduate from couch because they got recliners here. I think I need a recliner because recliners, when you're watching sports, I need some, like, accessibility. I need the cup holder. I like that if I'm in a chair, I can put, like, a bag of pretzels in between my thigh and the armrest, and I can put pretzels there. Like, you do it on the couch.
What
I'm spilling drinks. I'm spilling
example.
Food. Because it is my
now.
Specific
yeah,
example.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be spilling stuff. I said, that sounds very
What's better, couch or recliner?
I'm a
800-990-3776. I want to know if the recliner people can convince me to move from couch to recliner.
I'm a big couch guy. Big couch guy. Now, I do feel like most of like the older gentlemen I know, they have a recliner and they love their recliners.
So maybe it's just one of those, I love like, how much they love the recliner.
Maybe it's like one of those things you graduate into, but guys, I got a couch. I love me my couch because two reasons. I love sprawling and I love snuggling. Oh. Those are the two reasons. Oh. When I'm on a couch, I love to just sprawl. I like to explore my space. I like to have my foot here, my arm there. It's too condensed in the recliner. Mm-hmm. I also like not being isolated. I feel isolated in the recliner. I'm on an island.
I like being isolated.
But I like, you know, pretzeling my legs with Lexi's and kind of sharing a blanket.
Hey.
Snuggling.
You guys are so dependent. It's insane.
Oh. Sometimes we'll put like, she'll be right here. Like we make like a V with our legs, bowl of popcorn right in the middle of us.
What are you going to do when the baby comes?
Yeah, you're
what
less
you
going to change.
Because you realize the baby's going to be crawling all over you and taking all your time. That pretzel going to have a little pretzel.
We're just going to create a little pretzel braid with the babies in there, too.
I don't think they're prepared for the distraction.
Chris chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Benny, you need one of those fancy couches with built-in recliners. Those are game changers.
Oh, my gosh. My parents had that. Let me tell you. He's right. It's the best of both worlds because you can plop it up and you can lean back in it, or you can put it down, or you can have it up and lay down.
or.
I'm telling you,
versatility.
Because here's the thing. When I go to my parents' house sometimes when I lay down, oh, my gosh, you pop up the leg and you're laying on the couch. Now you can extend your arm out and kind of have something that you can lean on. And you have that where that leg little pop-up place is. They're right. Best of both worlds.
Jonah in Port Washington says he recently bought a rocking recliner love seat and it is a game changer.
Rocking recliner love seat.
Wow, love.
Now that is interesting. So it's a two-person
I'm looking out there,
recliner.
And I'm starting to see some things that are picking my eye here at IKEA Oak Creek.
I could snuggle up with Lexi on that.
Yeah, I'm a big couch guy. I love a good couch.
I will say, though, just not to interrupt Kyle, you got to have at least an ottoman or something or a great coffee table because legs got to be able to get put up.
Yeah,
right?
six-foot-four guy here.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, we got a great coffee table in front of us here. If it was the Nortman household and it was an IKEA and someone else is going to buy this, I'd be putting my legs up on that coffee table and enjoying it. So I got to have legs reclined a little bit.
How do you feel about guests putting their feet up on your stuff like that?
I'm okay with it.
I had a guest come by. It was one of my friend's ex-girlfriends a couple exes ago. And she didn't have no socks on.
Wait, I'm confused.
That was
she
a lot
came
of exes.
Over? She, no, it, they were all, no. They were, it was friends over, and he, you know, brought his girlfriend over, and she didn't have socks on.
And she was how many exes ago?
Two, I think.
But they were still together at the time?
She put her feet up. Yes, they were, and she put her feet up on my table, and I kind of just looked at her.
Was anybody else doing that, or she just
No,
did?
Just her. Just her. I didn't like her. I didn't know her and like her like that, and she put her feet up. And
if you liked her, would you have not looked at her?
No, she would have had some sense. I didn't like her. She didn't have no sense. Come on now. How you going to put your feet up on somebody's coffee table?
So you're saying you didn't like her because she put her feet up there.
I didn't like
there.
Her before that, but then
that was the final straw?
That was the final
so,
straw.
But you like us, and let's say we were over at the Wallace household, and I put my feet up there. Would you be
would
angry with me?
I would look at you like, bro, if you don't get your nasty feet off my table, I
You'd
drink
say
off
nasty?
What's nice about you? I know your feet ain't nice. You
I got nice
here.
Feet.
No, the hell you do.
You don't want my feet coming anywhere near
exactly,
your coffee
you don't
table.
Fun guy feet. That's I don't true. Want my feet.
Fun guy feet.
Shoes.
I don't know. My feet ain't the prettiest either, but I'm sorry.
So wait, do you put your own feet on the coffee table?
It's my table. I can do what I
now,
want.
That's okay, now, that's a double standard.
Ain't no double standard.
That's a double standard.
I pay bills around here. I can do what I want.
Does baby
you
girl are, put her legs
you're
up there?
You're a walking double standard.
No, I mean, I can
what
do what I
want. What if baby girl?
Yeah, it's her cousin.
Mama Wallace.
Yeah, she's my mama.
Your brother.
You know, I'll be like, okay.
So
brother,
there's lines.
Know,
so if Kyle loves you enough, you can put it up there.
Yeah.
But if not, nope, don't even think about
you know,
it.
You know, my brother and my dad, I kind of give them some look like, dang, bro. You
so only baby girl, like Mama Wallace, and
Kyle Wallace. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
wow.
sir. Yes, yes, yes.
Unbelievable.
While we sitting on our wonderful couch. And I think this, if when I get older, I think I'll be a recliner guy because I feel like the recliner is good for old people because it's easier. Sometimes they have the ones that can
Man,
lift
you're really,
you up.
You're really talking a lot about yourself when you're going to be older.
Yeah, you're really
Lord
coming
willing.
At old people lately.
Lord, I know, but that whose grandpa didn't have a recliner?
I mean, it's true, though.
Really good point.
Yeah, it's true.
They had that technology because they know it helps them get up. They can put their legs up. They can't move like they used to. It's very comfortable.
And they probably have gotten to the point where they've gotten enough snuggles in life where it's like, you know what? I'm good on snuggles. I
what
just
is,
need a little space.
Strove, can you put the word snuggles on the band word?
I love snuggling with Lexi. I love Lexi, and I love snuggling with Lexi.
I love Lexi.
You and your snuggles.
Wait, so you guys don't, when you guys sit down, watch a game, watch a movie, you guys aren't pretzeling your legs together, sharing a blanket. Is that opposite sides of the couch?
1 out of 10 times.
Oh, my God. You got to keep that love spicy, boys.
I really don't want to
I don't like that word.
I mean,
no,
I
no,
like rubbing
no.
and touching, but I don't.
Wait, rubbing? What are you rubbing?
Let's dive
by. Let's dive
by. Let's dive by.
Yeah, I just don't want. I don't want somebody body all on me. That's too much. Too
Terry
much.
Says tables are made for glasses, not for nasty feet or behinds.
Exactly. How you going to put a what is that called? The little thing we put a
coaster.
Coaster. How you going to put a coaster on there because you don't want to have rings on there, but you okay with having somebody nasty footprint on your table?
I mean, that's
table.
Semi-fair. You make people put coasters? If I put a glass down on your table, you just say, hey, get a coaster.
We have coasters. That's what they're here for.
But what if they didn't use the coaster?
I mean,
I always forget to use the coaster.
I'm not a stickler for that. I feel like I live with somebody who may say something.
Oh,
but
delegate.
I'm not a stickler about it. Cause I didn't
when are you
going
to invite us over so we can push all the Kyle Wallace household
yeah.
down?
That is interesting. Like, we do. So we've been to Ben's house because we did a show from there. We do need to set a Nortman Estate and a Kyle Wallace household date.
Sure. I mean,
Kyle's not interested at all.
Kyle's like, oh, nah. More money. I got to find a buy one, get one to have those guys over.
Yeah, I got to impress people. You know, Brad gonna come to my house, and I don't want him and Lexi just making fun of me the whole ride back to Brookfield.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is how they live. All right. Now, I see
why the basement always floods.
The bathroom. Oh, this is the only bathroom you have. It's
be cozy, Kyle.
It reminds me of the outhouse.
Yeah, that's funny. My house is his whole wing.
Speaking of things that were delicious and can make the home a better place, it's Palermo's pizza.
Mm. Oh,
that Cheez-It pizza that we had yesterday, man, I still can't get it off my mind.
It was so good.
The new Cheez-It pizza from Palermo's is dynamite. Mm. So if you win the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza Friday prize pack, use your pizza coupons to get free pizza from Palermo's on the Cheez-It pizza. It's so good. You never know what they're going to provide on a Frozen Pizza Friday giveaway. So let's go with caller number 10 on this Friday, 800-990-3776. If you're listening, you're a 10. You're a 10 in life, and you're a 10. I love you. You're a 10. And you're going to be caller 10 at 800-990-3776 to win the Palermo's Frozen Pizza Friday prize pack. It's Kyle Brusson-Ortman. Live from IKEA in Oak Creek. Back with you next.
This is Kyle Brusson-Ortman.
Kyle, I think you're doing a good job getting it all off your chest.
I love Matt LaFleur.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You know what's great is there's going to be a Ben's Best Bet today, and being in IKEA Oak Creek, when I drive back up after the show, I know where to stop by. That's Potawatomi Casino Hotel to place that bet at the unbelievable sports book. Man, is it fun sometimes just to go there, and I don't know, I could just TV hop all day long. You can put me in there, and I could be in there for 48 hours straight, and I'd be the happiest man in the world. You got unbelievable. Strophy, last night, I should text you. We're up for the game two overtime challenge at midnight.
Oh, I missed it.
Dude, it was electric. There's a 5-minute major. All I'm saying is there's sports on all the time. And if you're going to watch sports and enjoy sports, get some food, get some drinks over at Potawatomi Casino Hotel in the brand new sports book, paysbig.com.
I just have to actually, one thing I will say is because of Kyle Brusson-Ortman, I used to always knew about Pato. I popped in. But now I love Pato. I legitimately love Pato.
It's amazing.
They provide something for everyone. Literally, like, there's on Wednesdays, there's seniors from, like, 9 to 4 with buffets. They got a sports book, bingo, table games, slot machines.
Mother's Day brunch is phenomenal.
There it is. They have it all. Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Just like they have it all here at IKEA in Oak Creek. Ooh, this is a great Friday song, Strofer.
Yeah.
DJ Strofe.
The way it comes up into the beat, too.
DJ Strofe.
Kyle Wallace. Brad Norman.
This is the Friday Turn-Up on Kyle, Brust, and Norman.
800.
Turn up for the weekend.
3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. Jordan Love, QB1, Josh Jacobs, your running back, a new revamped offensive line, a wide receiver one potential, Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed bringing consistency.
I don't like it.
Tucker Kraft, ready to crush some skulls. Jeff Hafley, year two, leading the defense, with the emergence of Edgerrin Cooper at the linebacker position. Xavier McKinney, the Pro Bowl safety, all-pro safety, paired with Evan Williams and Javon Buller, who can play in the slot. Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, with maybe a Jair Alexander. Optimistic Brad Norman about the defensive line and what they are going to bring this year.
You heard it here first.
A veteran kicker in Brandon McManus, solving all those problems. As DJ Strofe, I did not expect this to be that long.
Yeah, when is this going to be?
The drop is nice. Yep.
Is it worth the wait?
Oh, it's worth the wait.
Here it is.
Dance for free. One more
You did a great job filling time, though. I got to give you credit.
I'm going to celebrate, and dance so free. I know, I can't sing when I'm on remote. I sound horrible, but I do know that the Green Bay Packers are revamped on offense. Jeff Hafley in your new defense. Let's go!
That was worth it.
I just danced like a complete loser right there. I feel like the Six Flags guy.
I used to think those commercials were hilarious.
Those commercials were
great. Those Six Flags commercials. They were so great. A dancing athletic old dude.
You think he's still around?
He wore like, it was like a face mask.
You think he's still around? Why are you trying to find out if he's still around?
Kyle, you are just killing
the
old people, man.
No. Who else did I kill today?
Wait, hold on. You thought the Six Flags dancing grandpa was actually old?
I thought he was a grandpa.
Was he masked?
He's wearing a mask. It wasn't actually an old guy.
Oh. Great music,
dude,
plays, bro.
I feel like I'm 14 again, watching these commercials and just wanting to go, Mom, can we go to Six Flags?
I was afraid of roller coasters. Still am. So.
You're afraid of roller coasters?
Absolutely. You know
why?
Have you seen how many times they get stuck? They get stuck. One gets
not what? Often.
What do you mean not
considering
often?
Considering how often?
Every single year, somebody is on a stuck roller coaster. There was a man that died on a roller coaster like 2 years ago. Won't be me.
Think about dangling
upside down for an hour.
Think about statistically how many times those things go. It probably runs thousands and thousands and thousands of times a day.
Listen, I ain't going to be that one.
One time out of 365, out of millions and millions of times.
Nope, not
millions and millions of times, Kyle.
There's roller coaster accidents every single year.
Now, you're yep. Googling
it. Yeah, you're fishing
Googling
for it.
Listen, 1.3 injuries per 1 million patron rides. Not going to be me.
One in a million?
And that's an injury. Someone could bang their hand down when they bring, like, the safety bar down.
There is nothing better than sitting first row at Six Flags,
yes.
Great America, at Raging Bull.
Oh, now we're talking. But they're going that deep.
The stomach drop is unbelievable.
449 people injured in 2021 from roller coaster rides. That's a lot of people.
Kyle, don't live scared. Don't live scared.
I like life.
The roof could collapse on us right now.
Well, you know, that's different. You know,
How is that different? It's worse.
Because I didn't put myself in a position of risk. Anytime you get on a roller coaster, at any moment that thing could stop and you could be upside down, and something bad can happen at any moment.
What a sad way to live.
Y'all trusting Gen Z to run these rides?
Based off of injuries, you're probably statistically more in danger in a car than you are a roller coaster.
Oh, absolutely.
Not probably, but I might listen.
You drive every day.
What about when you have kids someday and they're 12
Dad,
years old?
Dad, I want to go to the theme park.
Yeah, you're gonna say, son. People get hurt.
Wallaces don't do that.
Son or daughter.
I don't know. Y'all acting like I'm the crazy one. Y'all haven't seen people upside down on roller coasters.
That almost never happens.
But it happens.
Kyle, you could take a bite into a piece of packaged food and accidentally put glass in there. You can get hurt in any way.
I think people who ride roller coasters are crazy.
Oh, my
gosh. That is too much of a thrill for me. I close my eyes on roller coasters, and I go on the baby ones.
That's so sad.
I'm serious. I do. I remember I accidentally got on Indiana Jones down in Florida. I didn't know what I was getting on. I'm waiting in line.
Wait. How'd you accidentally get on a ride?
Because I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm thinking, like, okay, Indiana Jones rides, they still have it. You're, like, inside of something, so you don't see what's happening. And so, you know, we waiting in line. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm like, all right. It don't seem too high. And then when you get on, all of a sudden, it starts going on an angle, and you're going, like, you start leaning back. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So you wouldn't – You wouldn't do, like, Splash Mountain at Disney.
No, I did Splash Mountain, but the because you don't know. It's to the end. That's the only time Splash Mountain is bad, when you splash at the end. Other than that, no. I don't do crazy.
You wait a minute. You mean
fact,
the only bad part is the name of the ride?
Where you get splashed by water?
That was too much. I don't I don't do them. I do not. Matter of fact, I'll be honest. I went on a roller coaster with the ones they used to have at State Fair.
Sounds like he does a lot of roller coasters, guys.
For being a guy that doesn't like roller coasters.
You got a lot of roller coaster stories.
I've been on 10 in my life.
You ever been injured? That's what I thought.
Mentally. I'm scarred. My friend asked me to go to Six Flags in sixth grade. I had to tell him no. I said, no, I'm scared of them. The ones at State Fair are too much for me, so you already know I can't do it.
Dave from Harrington chimes in. We had a ride get stuck by our cabin in Crandon like 2 years ago. Google that, Kyle.
He said, what happened?
A ride got stuck by their cabin in Crandon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember that one?
I no, but I know it happened. If he said it happened, I'm telling y'all. Y'all don't see people dangling upside down.
What's the most thrilling ride you're going to go on?
I got it.
Okay.
Next year's Mac fundraiser.
Oh.
Kyle Wall's first row, Raging Bull at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Bad.
For the kids' charity, you wouldn't do a roller coaster?
If I die, what happens?
KBN
still helped kids.
No,
cancer.
Ben, let's not stop there. Ben, let's not stop there. 10 roller coasters. A day at Six Flags. Kyle is first row in at least 5 roller coasters.
Do y'all realize I am afraid I will have a panic attack.
So think about how much money you could raise.
I would have a panic attack. You know the little cage ride they have? I tried to get in the cage ride. I said, get me out. It's just a cage. I couldn't do it. I need to be free.
Kyle's idea of a roller coaster is when he goes to like Disney World and he like plays the Toy Story game where they shoot the guns at the things.
Give me the teacup. I can't wait till I have kids because they're going to want all the rides I want to go on.
You scared of bumper cars?
I can do bumper cars. I just don't put me in the air where I'm free. Batman is crazy.
Batman's an awesome ride.
Yeah. What about Superman?
That's cool.
They're all
now,
crazy.
The rickety American Eagle is a little. It's pretty rickety.
Yeah, but I love rickety.
It is
makes me feel
rickety.
Alive a little bit. We got Kyle on American Eagle.
Oh, it's like cracking the whole way.
I've seen the wood. It seems like you can fall apart at any moment. I like living. I like life. Put me on the ground, baby.
Put Kyle boots on the ground, Kyle. Brad Nortman, Ben Bruss. Next year's MacFun fundraiser, we're going to raise money for Kyle to go to Six Flags and ride 10 roller coasters.
I'll do this. If y'all want me to have a thrill, put me on 10 plane rides. I'm up in
the
air.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm up in the air. Oh.
No, you hear that, KPN
All that
Nation.
Turbulence.
We're going to set a juicy donation.
I'm definitely afraid of roller coasters.
We know that. You made that very clear.
I'm telling y'all this right now.
We'll be right beside you.
I have very few weaknesses. But
Drew chimes in, and I'm with you, Drew. If you force Kyle onto a roller coaster, he's going to end up loving it 100% guaranteed.
No, I'm telling y'all this right now. Like,
you going to scream?
The thrill of
cry?
It. I will close my eyes the entire time. The Indiana Jones, when my eyes was closed the entire time.
You ever seen the
That's worse.
You ever seen the
That's worse.
Well, I don't want to see
You know what's
gonna
coming.
Happen. Exactly. Just take me. Hurry up. Be over. I just sit. y'all think I'm I swear to you. I am afraid.
You know what I can't wait to see, Ben? I can't wait to see that picture when they
but
take
you go skydiving?
The roller coaster.
I would do skydiving.
What
only.
The hell
now,
is going
that's
on
a,
around
That's
here.
A ridiculous take.
Would, this is unbelievable.
It is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I trust I would do it with the military. I want to because they ain't going to fail me.
That's
mean
a ridiculous
thing.
Mark Tauscher joins us next. We're live from Mikey and Oak Creek. Kyle's mind doesn't make sense.
Let's just go skydiving with the military.
I'm preparing myself for potential death.
Yeah, and I love how he goes, I would do it with the military. Yeah, like the military has time to do.
Yeah,
like,
they don't just take civilian jumps.
We're special. We can do it. I love America and the military.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
I feel like KBN Nation would agree, Kyle, that Ben has most of the issues on
this
panel.
I think I would agree that I have the most flaws on this show as well. Brad's freaking perfect.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
We have heard now that Kyle Wallace is scared of roller coasters, but he's never actually been on one because he topped out at 12 miles per hour on Indiana Jones and thought that was a roller coaster.
I showed y'all the video of it. I mean, it
humans run.
It's pretty
humans
soft.
Can top out double that.
Y'all saw how steep that was.
I run faster than
Joining
that.
Joining us now on Kyle Brustin Nortman is
now we lying. Now
Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer. Tausch, on a Friday, it's great to have you. What's going on, LT?
It's great to be here on a Friday. Boys.
Ooh, didn't feel like it.
Yeah, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, Tausch, last time we had you on a Friday, it was all optimism. Are we feeling good on this Friday?
I'm a little worn out. I just got back from a trip to Las Vegas, so it's been a stretch, but I'm ready to compete. Yeah, well, I didn't mean cool. It's
trip to
the
Las
fact.
Vegas.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Well, he's going to keep hitting that now. Old T, Brad woke up despite everything he's been saying and had a little change of heart today, saying that he's optimistic about what this defensive line can be. How do you look at this defensive line and the expectations
Brad,
you have from them with
just
really...
Just wait a second. Brad, why did you, like, what, do you have a dream that Rashawn Gary was, you know, had 18 sacks or nothing changed? Like there's
that was his bold-a-thon last year.
I don't know if it was a beautiful, sunshining day and the birds outside and it's a Friday, so it's a feel-good Friday. I don't know what it is, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this D-line one more year from this moment until I said week six and get another, you know, third of the season sample size. I'm going to let this D-line prove me right in that there's potential there. You got four first-round draft picks who still have yet to fully reach their capabilities. Kenny Clark has already had Pro Bowl type seasons, and Rashawn Gary has had moments, and you just not just anybody is randomly selected in the first round, so you know there's potential there. You got a new D-line coach, second year Jeff Halfley's program. I'm just saying, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they can surprise me, and I'm choosing to be optimistic because the talent is there, and we've seen flashes of it. I just need to see it more often, but I'm just going to choose to be optimistic. Are you on my side, Mark Tauscher?
Well, I have not been panicking like you guys have been, so that's what just makes no sense to me. You guys have been a woe is me on this team, the defensive line, the, you know, all this other stuff, and then they don't make a pick in the first three rounds, so I guess that's where I'm just confused why all of a sudden things have changed. But, no, I think this defense was a lot better at the end of the season. And, again, I think you look at how Brian Gutekunst evaluated this team. I think he looked at that playoff game, and I know you shouldn't just look at one game, but those playoff games mean a lot. And when you see how he approached this offseason with his urgency on the offensive line and in the receiving core, he didn't think that the defensive line or the defense needed to be addressed in the same way that that group did. So the defense played a really good game against
Florida.
There
was a rumor that he was going to draft Harmon out of Oregon had he fell to him.
Well, did he?
Guy. So, I mean,
Kyle, did he?
Well, he couldn't.
But he didn't.
Yeah, he was taken.
Kyle, he didn't.
Okay, well, I guess my thing is, Tosh, when I – no, he could. Yeah, he did not. He drafted a receiver. But, Tosh, when you think about this team, Brad showed us an article yesterday that talked about holes different teams have. And some of the teams that are ahead of the Green Bay Packers, like the Detroit Lions and Philadelphia Eagles, their holes are depth. Where you look at the Green Bay Packers, where their holes are actual, hey, you need some defensive linemen. So when you look at this Packers defense, do you think they're championship ready? Do you not think they have any holes?
I mean, every team could be improved, but do they have holes? Who slowed Philadelphia down more than the Green Bay Packers did in the playoffs last year?
Sound like Josh
who
Jacobs.
Did?
That's what he said.
No, I mean, who slowed them down more than the Packers?
Nobody did.
Maybe
the Rams. The Rams played them better. The Rams,
okay. No, I think Tosh is making a decent point here. What I do want to know based off that, Tosh, is...
If you play in a blizzard, you're going to slow them down a little bit more. And by the way, I think they still give up the same amount of points. But... my point is the defense created a ton more turnovers with Jeff Halfley. While we didn't see the sack number against the big boys, there were a lot of sacks last season. They were the sixth best defense in the league last year in the first year of a defensive coordinator. And you grabbed two edge rushers and a corner in the draft. And you picked up a starting corner. You don't know where he's going to play yet. So am I concerned about this defense? Mm-hmm. No, I think you're going to see them be that much better. Plus, I think we all, I don't know about you guys, Edgerrin Cooper is somebody that is a stud. And he finally started figuring it out.
Yeah, he is.
As you played in my open, not everybody evolves at the same time. Edgerrin Cooper was a dog at the end of the season. And I would guess and hope that he'll be a bigger dog this coming season. So I think this defense is for certain going to be good enough to win a championship. And then it's just, if you look at what Goody did,
all right, now.
I think he looks at it and says, this defense can be a lot better. Our offense is where we struggled protecting on the inside and having some guys on the outside. And you know what? His actions and not, well, he might have drafted Harmon. He might have done this. Well, he didn't. What did he do? It's not about what he thinks or what he says. It's about what he does. And what he did was he bulked up the interior of his offensive line, and he grabbed wideouts. That's what he did, and that's, I think, obviously what he felt this group needed in order to try to get over the hump.
Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer, joining us on Kyle Brusted, North Missouri, live at IKEA in Oak Creek. Old T, who do you think is the most important piece of the defensive line? Like, who needs to have the most consistent
Devontae
year
Wyatt.
For them to be the most?
Devontae Wyatt.
Okay.
Mm.
They picked up the fifth-year option, so is that more belief that you feel like they're going to get that consistency from the team?
Well, I just think it's, you know, you have Rashawn Gary. You have a bunch of guys that need to elevate on the edge. And, you know, Jason thinks that Lucas Van Ness is going to play on the inside. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But I think Devontae Wyatt, when he's been healthy, and again, he has not been consistent enough, there's no doubt, he's shown some things. I think he's a first-round pick. They have picked up the fifth-year option. And it's time for him to show why they've done what they've done. So that's, to me, the guy, when you can get that. The Philadelphia Eagles embarrassed the Green Bay Packers. Their defensive line, Jalen Carter, and, you know, you could go through the list. The big dude from Georgia, I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
Jordan Davis.
They annihilated
Jalen Carter.
Green Bay's interior. Well, Jalen Carter, but there's another guy from Georgia. They annihilated
Jordan
the
Davis.
Packers inside. And there you go, Jordan Davis. That's the group. That's what you need, that interior rush. That will help Rashawn Gary. When you have guys that are getting stuck at the line of scrimmage, you give the quarterback options to step up in the pocket, and it all kind of runs its course. If you can have an interior defensive lineman get consistent pressure, that's how you turn your defense from being good to great.
Tausch, you're more experienced as a family man than we are here on KBN. You've had many Mother's Days throughout the years. So, you know, Lexi's pregnant. We're fostering two kids. This is kind of like our first big Mother's Day. She told me 2 days ago, Brad, I'm just going to get myself a massage for my Mother's Day gift. Can I schedule it Friday morning? I said, sure, that sounds great. She had her massage. She came back refreshed, feeling good. But I'm wondering to myself, well, wait a minute. I mean, we're still 2 days away from Mother's Day. Beyond a card, am I still on the hook for an additional gift? Or do you think that that box is checked?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've struggled with this over the years, and I've gotten a lot better as my kids have gotten older, and I incorporate what they think would help because it's easy. You get flowers, throw a card, do something nice. My best one I ever did is we did a scavenger hunt that I involved the kids with, and then we went, and we ended up doing dinner. That was what I've learned.
Wow.
Is, yes, it's great to get jewelry, ooh, and it's great to have flowers and all that stuff. It's about making a memory, Brad. Find a way to make a memory. I don't care how you do it. Find a way to make a memory.
Would going for a walk be making
advice.
A memory?
No. No, you need more.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody I know here was planning on taking not one walk, but two walks.
Two walks, Kyle.
Extra
two
long.
Walks in
extra
two
long.
Different places throughout the greater Milwaukee area. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Walks,
thanks, Kyle. Deal. No, there's more planned that I'm working through right now in my head. I got a lot to figure out.
48 hours.
Yeah, no, I'm a
less than that. Really.
Yeah, less than
yeah,
that. Yeah,
quite less.
30.
Anything got from us, Old T?
I got nothing for you boys today.
Oh, is that Vegas brain?
Probably.
When did you get back from Vegas, Tausch?
Not soon enough. I got back yesterday, and it's been. Yeah, I've been grinding. I'm, you know, my voice is a little
hoarse.
Oh,
you were in Rockford yesterday, too, yeah.
I was in Rockford.
You know, Old T, I heard when you got back, don't you feel like you might have been in Vegas too long? I feel like two nights is the perfect amount of nights in Vegas.
Yeah.
He was only there two nights.
He
did like
four,
this?
I think.
Oh, four.
No.
Four
no.
nights?
We did four. Four is too much. Two is more than enough for me. Now, I've learned that lesson, but it's one of those things when you do it again and you're, you know, with your boys, and you're trying to, let's squeeze another night out. And then that last night, you're like, why didn't we just leave this? And so that's where I'm at. I am going to be a two-night Vegas guy from now on as I continue to mature as an age.
That makes sense.
I'm going to Vegas at the end of the month for a bachelor party, and I tried to tell them we didn't need to do the Sunday night, but they
Sunday.
Thursday through Monday. And so I You know what I told them? I booked my flight for 12:54 a.m. on Monday. I said, listen, I'll spend all day with y'all on Sunday, but I'm going home. It's probably smart.
Yeah, the red eyes.
And they're going to be jealous of you when you get home.
Red eye's a bad idea. It always sounds great. Yeah, it's a bad idea. Unless you get a really tight connection the next morning, because you end up getting in and then there's no flights. Well, maybe to Milwaukee it's a little bit different, but to Madison, then you're sitting there 3 hours in Minneapolis and you start really pondering life decisions once you get to that point.
Oh, dude. You got to get home quick. You can't ponder too long. Tausch, don't ponder any longer with us. Get some rest, talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys.
That's old team Mark Tauscher. He's just one of us, guys. I'm not going to lie. It was very humanizing to hear Mark Tauscher in a space of I can feel the hoarse tone. I can feel the tiredness on a Friday. The man's going to sleep good tonight.
Sure,
and if he was
smart,
he'd sleep good on a new IKEA furnished bed here at IKEA Oak Creek. They have assembly options for you, delivery options, and great prices. I was talking to Greg Matzik of 620 WTMJ. He said, what's going on at IKEA over there? I see some great bedroom options. Yes, they have that. They have everything. You stop in, you get some Swedish meatballs, you become a family member, and next thing you know, you have everything at your disposal. Kyle Bresson-Ortman at IKEA Oak Creek. Strofe, you said something in my ear. You want to tease us out here?
Yeah, I do. Coming up next, we have some breaking news in relation to Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's next on KBN.
You're listening to Kyle Bresson-Ortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Gina Della from Pella is the absolute best. I can speak from experience. The whole first floor of my home has new windows and a front door, and it is amazing. The hidden screens are in. I play with them every single day. Now that the weather's in the area where I can get fresh air into the home, the warranties, the cost savings I'm getting on my energy bill, the value of my home went up. If you're thinking about replacing your windows, or you're thinking about, hey, in the future, I want to replace my windows, get the consultation. Because then when a deal comes out, boom, you got Gina to go to.
And that deal is unbelievable right now. Pella Windows and Doors offering 6 years of 0% financing. We'll be in the 2030s by the time that this deal is
Strofe
over.
Strofe will have 8 kids by then.
Think about that. So there's no better time to get your doors and windows replaced with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Check them out and take advantage of that 0% financing for 6 whole years. Restrictions apply, and that deal ends May 31st.
Kyle Bresson-Ortman live from IKEA Oak Creek. But Alex Strofe, I went on Twitter and I didn't see any breaking news on Giannis Antetokounmpo, but apparently you have something, so time for your journalistic debut.
Now this is some breaking news.
Alrighty, well the what do they call it? The tea leaves continue to blossom. Earlier today, Bobby Portis appearing on FanDuel's Run It Back saying this.
I just think, man, that Giannis bleeds green, though. I think he bleeds green.
Giannis bleeds green when asked about the future of his longtime teammate, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Commenting on Instagram is none other than Giannis Antetokounmpo on that very video saying, quote, "Don't worry about me. What you doing, Bobby? You staying or leaving?" Question mark. End quote. From the two-time MVP.
What an unbelievable play.
Run it back.
No, just get the attention off me, Bobby. It's on you.
That I feel like tea leaves, that makes that I have less clarity now.
What do you
Don't
mean?
Don't worry about me. Are you staying or leaving,
Bobby? But he said
Bobby?
Staying.
No.
He said staying.
Are you staying? And when you say staying, like staying with me.
Oh.
Are you staying with me, Bobby P?
That's why we've been doing a segment called Yonsense, because all of the Yonsense out there is that he's getting traded, or there's this trade proposal, that trade proposal, and all stupid.
Or he could be saying, well, don't worry about me. You need to be worrying about yourself.
Yeah, don't talk about me on the radio. I'm trying to figure out my own business.
You need to be worrying about yourself. No, it sounds like Yanni's staying. Sounds like he plans on staying around. The fact that to me, that's him being a cheerleader for the Milwaukee Bucks.
It sure does.
I'm happy with that. I'll keep Giannis.
I'll keep Giannis. Yeah, of course.
All right, now we're going to find another Giannis. So, never. I mean, might as well roll it, ride him to the wheels fall off.
Are we sure that is the real Giannis Antetokounmpo commenting?
Yes.
Did you check with multiple sources?
Yes.
He's a big J, not a little J.
I'm a little J journalist. Strofe is a wannabe. I'm with Brad Nortman and Kyle Wallace, live from IKEA in Oak Creek. Coming up next in Madison, you're going to have Jim, Matt, and Molly. In the Beaver Dam area, you're going to have the Damn Sports Show. And I actually want to listen to that full Bobby Portis clip on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 2 minutes at 94.5 ESPN and the 414 Hour at 4. Coming up next in 2 minutes.
You're going to go to the record store. You're going to give them all your money.